The Shrinking Pill by Alyssa the Comic Book Babe. She had just discovered your fetish, and she dove straight into it. She would do anything to make you happy, including trying out that new shrinking pill they had developed. She heard it was activated by sexual energy, and she knew that would excite you. There's just one thing she didn't like. Cum shots were not her thing. She found them gross and yucky. You tried not to do it, but if the time came, pun intended, you did too. So that day, she took the pill, and both of you started with some making out at the desk. You could feel her shoulders dwindling in your palms, and it made you so hard. You throbbed in your pants, and she could feel it. So she brought her hand down to your crotch. You almost recoiled, tried to resist that impending orgasm, but her touch felt so good. It wasn't long before she was sitting on your desk, and you two were grinding against each other, her clothes getting bigger and bigger around her, practically slipping right off of her. And she craved skin-to-skin contact so much that she was almost ripping at your clothes. When you finally slipped inside her, she felt so small and tight. She screamed as you pounded into her. To an outsider, it would have sounded like pain, but you both knew it was pure pleasure, and she craved more. She begged as you pounded into her, and she finally came, coating your cock with her slick juices, and she shrank even faster. You slipped out of her so easily as she shrank in front of you. And you could feel yourself getting so hard as she shrank smaller and smaller and smaller, down beyond doll size. She looked up at you and smiled. That was the best orgasm she had in a long time. But when she looked up, her face went from glee to dread. You had that look on your face. She knew that look. You were about to come, and she begged you not to, but at the same time, she knew it was futile. She knew you couldn't stop. You came, and you came hard, shooting your load all over her. She was so mad at you. She would do this again for you, but not as frequently as she had originally planned. She may be smaller than you, but she could definitely still put you in the doghouse.